when Yehuda's talking to Yosef, who he doesn't realize is Yosef, of course, telling him what happened, Yaakov Avinu's cheshbonos, he was afraid to send Binyamin, because he'll send him Vikarahu Asayn. The way it says Vikarahu, what does that mean? And it will happen. He'll happen to have an Asayn, will happen to him. Vikarahu Mikre, it will happen. So the way that's spelled is correct. So Vikarahu is Kufresh Heva. Karahu Mikre. Kufresh Hei is the Shirish. Karahu will happen. This is the second time that this idea of they'll send him the Koro Aslan appears in the Torah. The first time was in last week's parsha. In last week's parsha, it's when it actually happened, when Yaakov is having this conversation with Yehuda, and he's saying, I'm reluctant to send Yosef, and to send Binyamin, because the Koro Aslan. But interestingly enough, over there, the Koroh Asayn is spelled Kufresh Aleph Hevav. There's an Aleph in there. It's like Koroh, there's a calling, there's a message there of the Koroh. So, Zashinay, over there it says the Koroh Kufresh Aleph Hevav. Over here it's Kufresh Hevav. What's the difference? Why the Shinay? So, Yankiv Kamenetsky, Zechitzadik Levrach, and Emes Liakov says a Mayor de Kataych. He says, a Yid has to understand that by Klal Yisrael, there's no such thing as Mikra. Right? Things in the world appear to be Mikra, appear to have chanced upon this, chanced upon that. But it's not Mikra. It's because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam decreed that this is Bashgacha Protis, this is what this person needs right now. So the person, quote, chances upon this thing, but it's not chance. So now, but that's the Yiddish Hashkafa. Das kann a Yid verstehen. A Jew can understand that, right? A goy is mufka. A goy, the whole world is a roll of the dice. A goy, what you see is what you get. There's nothing beyond that. There's nothing behind that. So now it depends. That's how he touches the difference. When Yaakov is talking to Yehuda, so he tells him Dvarim Kavayosan Alpi Our Hashkafa Zaylam. So if something, Rachmana Litzlan, will happen when Binyamin is going down, right? It may, on the surface, appear to be Mikre, but it's really Karohu with an Aleph. It's because it might be that because of my Matzav, and when putting in this side Matzav of Sakana, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will deem it necessary that this is what should happen to me, Karohu Asim, an Aleph. Now, Yehuda can understand that. Right. But when Yehuda is talking to Yosef / the Mitzri, who he has no idea is Yosef, right? So you're talking to the guy, that doesn't mean anything to the guy. What do you mean? It happened. It's a roll of the dice, it happens. There it says Koro, there's no Aleph there. When he's talking, it depends who's talking to who, Dr. Ben. But the Yesod being Be'etzem, in every apparent mikra is a kriya. So, I was very happy to see this Vartratzah for the first time earlier this week. It's a very nana from the Vart Befrat, because I have this yisayit from a different place. I'll show you the different place, and then I want to take the time to learn up a very, very interesting and difficult Medrash Tanchuma in this week's parsha. The other place is, of all places, in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKal. Parshat Tzitzit. Mitzvah Shlishah Shiluach HaKal. What does it say? It says, you'll find, right, a thing, right, so how does it say it? Ki Yikorei Kan Tzipor Lefanecha. So Chazal Darshan, Ki Yikorei Kan Tzipor Lefanecha, Ki Yikorei Prat Lemezumin. Problem is, what does that mean? Ki Yikare means the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is not something you can set up. It's Ki Yikare. If you chance upon the Kan, if you chance upon this situation, then the mitzvah kicks in. But pratlam is umen, right? But if it's set up, then that's not, you can't set up this mitzvah. So how do Chazal view? How are they teaching what it says over here in the pasuk v'karohu ki yikarei lefanecha? If you'll chance upon, and the only conditions under which the mitzvah applies is if you chance upon it, pratlam is umen. How should it be spelled if it said you should chance upon it? Should be spelled with a hey at the end or with an aleph at the end? Should be spelled with a hey at the end. Ki yikarei lefanecha, you'll chance, that's mikra, you'll chance upon it, pratlam is umen. Da'aka, what does it say over there? The ki yikarei is with an aleph there. So Chazal darshan to mean mikra pratlam is umen, but me'idach kisa deksiv. What it says, the Torah over there is ki yikare with an aleph. If that's what it means and you're understanding it, that's so say ki yikare with a hey, like it's supposed to be. Why is there an aleph? Here's the aside. You think you chanced upon this thing? Physically, looking at it purely from chumriyistika, gashmiyistika eyes, you chanced upon this thing. But there's no chancing upon anything. Right? If you chanced upon this, that means the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is calling you with this. There's a calling in every chance. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the tachlis of you being here, is to be miskarif to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam knows al pi emes what is good for you at this point. Could sometimes be even something that appears to be bad, right? But what is good for you at this point? So munach in everything that occurs to you is a kriya that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is calling you to him, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is calling you to be miskarev. So even though on the surface it appears to be, and it has halachic ramifications, that you physically chanced upon it, but don't chas v'shalom understand that you're just chancing upon anything. The underlying yisod is the Eibush that saw fit that you should, quote, chance upon this because he's giving you this opportunity to be miskarev to him all your days. So that's the same yisod. With that, let's look at the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma, this week's parsha, it's Ches, and the pasuk Ves Yehuda Shalach Lefanav Geishna. It's a very interesting Medrash Tanchuma, Kishehu La'atzmai, but the question is, what's it doing here? Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Me'emasai mevarchin al haner b'motzoi Shabbos. When do you make a bracha on the ner motzi Shabbos? Kach shanu rabbi seinu. This is what the good rabbis learned. Ein mevarchin al haner ad sheyausu la'ira. You're not mevarach on the ner until you see it, until you benefit from its light, until you see its light. Uminayin lamdu. And from where did they learn this? Min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar vayar alikim isa'or ki tev. First it says vayar isa'or ki tev. And then afterwards, what does the Rebbeinu Shalom do with that? He sees it, and then he acts upon it. Since he saw the Ur is Tov, and the Ur should be by itself, so he was Mavdal. But first it starts by seeing. He didn't make it Lechatchila separate. He was Vayav, there's a Vayavda. Okay. Fine. That's the first, Rebzeira Barra Babo, Omar, Mikan, Shemavarchin Alaner, Vimotzi Shabbos. Okay, I hear a shaila. Do you make a bracha? Do you have to see it? When do you make the bracha? That's all fine and good. It's a very important halachic shaila with ramifications. Halacha l'maisa, but what's it got to do with Vesia? What's it got to do with Yehuda Shalach Lefan of Gashna? What's it doing? It's not random that Chazal said, oh yeah, I heard a nice idea, let's just throw it into the Medrash over here. Let's put on the Pasuk of Yehuda Shalach Lefan of Gashna. It's coming to teach us something about the Pasuk of Yehuda Shalach Lefan of Gashna. And then the Medrash goes on, in the same ice. Omer Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. Heyu mechabdin es ha-mitzvahs. Bi mechabed the mitzvahs. Shehein shluchai. Because the mitzvahs are mine, is the Eibishter talking. Kilu, Kayocho, be mechabed the mitzvahs, because shehein shluchai, because they are my shluchim. And let's inject a little bit of lamdas. Ushlucha shaladim kemoisa. Ushlucha shaladim kemoisa. The mitzvahs are the Eibishter, my shluchim, and lamdas, shluchim shaladim, shlucha shaladim kemoisa. Im kibadeta oison, if you're mechabed the mitzvahs, since they are be'etzem me, Rabbi Hashem says, In kibadata oisan ki iluli kibadatam. It says if you were mechabed me. The im bazisa oisan, and if you were mevaza them, ki ilu lichvaidi bazisa. Ein lecha odom shekibedis amitzvahs, v'osos ha-teire ki Yaakov. No one like Yaakov who was mechabed the mitzvahs and the Torah everything. Shenemar v'Yaakov ishtam yoshev aholim. V'nisyaser bibnoi. And he was nisyaser bibnoi. Omar lo yakotosh baruchu, chayecha avada to'echa timtza shloisha. You think you lost one, be'etzem you're going to get that one back with another two. You'll have three. You say you think you lost Yosef, you're going to have Yosef, Menashe, and Ephraim. Right, three. I mean, to have Yosef, not to do too short, you have Yosef, Menashe, and Ephraim. Okay, let's start. What needs Hezber in this Medrash other than everything? Right. First of all, what's it got to do here? Second of all, what's okay, you told me this, you saw about Havdalah, now Reb Shimon Bar Yochai comes in, right, and tells you this thing, the philosophy of mitzvahs, that mitzvahs are shluchim, the Rabbi Neshalelim, shluchim, shalelim, kemaisai. What's that got to do with anything here? And then it says, me, which gives us a little bit of the clue, but still, and who do we have that was mechabed as hamitzvahs more than Yaakov Avinu? Okay, fine, that's good. So you know, and Yaakov Avinu was mechabed. So what does he have to start saying? That he was misyaser, and then he got one, he got three for the price of one. Like, what's that got to do? What's the hamshich? So the whole kol kula yomer darsheni. So the hesber and the medrash is as follows. The mefarshim say the medrash tenchuma there's a pirush that kol haramaz. He's no pun intended. Meramis to such a kol haramaz is meramis to such an idea. The Imre Emes talks about it in his, takes it to where he wants to take it. But the overall idea over here is as follows. We have to start with understanding what's Havdalah. What's Havdalah? Shabbos, a person does not, Yeshivas Mimalacha, right? Yeshivas Mimalacha. You have mitzvahs, you have ways to worship there, to serve the Rabbi Shalom, these mitzvahs, none of which you're allowed to do, or most of which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. He says, like, Hamleches mitzvah nesa v'shabbos lasas tzitzis likvoya mezuzah yishar kol ha-mitzvahs, except Mila, which was learned off of Pasuk with the Shabbos. So Shabbos, Masha Enkein, that's why, Masha Enkein in Choyl, in Yemei HaChoyl, then you have Maisim. So Shabbos, you're meant to not do Maisim, right? And Yemei HaChoyl are called Yemei HaMaisa. Yemei HaMaisa, the Maisa that you do doesn't mean you play basketball all day. The Maisa means the Maisa HaMitzvahs you do. Then you're Isaac Befoyel, Bekum Vasei, and doing things. So what's the Taich? The Taich is Shabbos, is Be'etzem Yom Kedusha, Yom Menucha Kedusha. So Yom of Kedusha. Shabbos is a Kedusha. If you want to use the term, or the light of Shabbos, right, the spiritual light of Shabbos, is the Rabbi Neshel Olam's light. Shabbos is called the base. Shabbos is called, Chazal say it's the base, it's Matana Yeshli, Tana Toiva Yeshli, the base Genozai. It's something that it's in the base Genozai of the Eberster. Okay? So Shabbos is something that's the oir of the Rabbi Neshel Olam. It's a oir, like that's a Me'en Olam Haba. It's a oir of the Eberster's oir that the Eberster. Shabbos, you partake. Whole Shabbos, right, which should teach us that it's not meant to be slept away, the whole Shabbos, right? The whole Shabbos, you're zeiche, nana, to this oyer ha'elyoin, which is for someone who is mizbatal himself to it, is the biggest oyer, the biggest kedusha. You're zeiche to tremendous things. But good things come to an end. All of a sudden, you go from the oyer ha'elyoin, you go from the oyer of Shabbos to the chayshich of this world. Matzi Shabbos. You're going from the earth, Chayshich. So why do you light? What's the significance? What's the nimshal? What's the inyan of the ner of the Havdalah? Because it's coming to teach of the basic yesod of Yiddishkeit that Enochinami Shabbos is the earth of the Rabbi Neshel Olam. You're not living there, Bikviyas now. It's only Me'en Olam Haba. You're living in the Chayshich of this world. How do you navigate the Chayshich of this world? The Chayshich of this world, you could think, okay, the Rabbi Shalom has his light over here. Now we're living in darkness, right? What's the message? You're not living in darkness. The Oyer Hashem that's there is here also, but it's Behester. But you don't see it. Over there, by doing nothing, you sit back. I mean, not by doing nothing, but by doing no physical acts of mitzvahs, you sit back and bask in the light of the Ribbono Shel Olam, bask in the Or of Shabbos. You can't bask in the Or in Shivas Yemei HaMaisa. There Yemei HaMaisa, the Maisa HaMitzvahs, and the acts that you do, you are Megala in the Bria, that even in this Chayshech there is the Or of the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it has to be uncovered. But it's there. Right? That's the Ner of Havdalah. That's the remez of the Ner of Havdalah. That you light the, you even after the oil of left him, but there's the human or the Maisa Adam or that's still there in this world. So once you have the recognition that it's there, when it's Chayshech, all you see is Chayshech. But once you have the recognition in front of you that you benefited, that oil is here too, just I had to create it, that's why immediately after Shabbos is over, the Torah, well, then the halacha insists, the Eibishter insists that you make Havdalah right away. That you make Havdalah, and this light is the light of the Ur that's Munach in the Bria, even in the Yemei HaMais. Okay. So that's just the idea, and that's why you have to be Isa Lenor. You have to see the light, literally. You have to see the light that's Munach in the Cheshech, Al Yedei, the Ner of Havdalah. And then you can, and then you make a, what's the bracha mean? What is a bracha? A bracha connects you, right? It's l'shem yichud, what's whether you say it or whether you don't say it before all the mitzvahs. It's l'shem yichud kudsha bricha, right? The tachlis of all mitzvahs is when you're doing this, if you actually use your brain and think about what you're doing, so you're doing it for the purpose of serving the Eibishter and being miyachad Hashem of the Eibishter, being miyachad the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the all-encompassing Ribbono Shel Olam who told us to do this, and this is what we're here for, that's what you're doing. So Shem Yichud Kutcher. When can you do that? When you see Kutcher Bricha here, where's that? That there's light in this world also. You see that light, then you make the Bracha of Havdalah. That's the... Okay, so we got through just what the Medrash, what it is. Now, what's that got to do here? We'll get to. Now, where Lamaisa, so that's Havdalah, but the Havdalah signifies that. But where Lamaisa is the hidden light of the Ribbono Shel Olam that we have in this world? That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Every mitzvah, Sfasem is, Hashem himself, Hashem Tachusharim, many, many times talks about this, that through the light of mitzvahs, a person is being begala the Or of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Or in this world, that the Or Elyon, the Or of Kedusha in this world, it's be'etzem physically impossible for a Gashmias de Kabriya within the Shama to be able to make Kedusha. Kedusha only the Eibishter could make. Or Kedusha, use them interchangeably. This Or only the Eibishter could make. The only way that there could be an Or in this Eilam HaMaisa in the Chamriyazdika world is if the Eibishter created the Chamriyazdika world in a way where he afforded the opportunity that if you do certain Maisa, the Ribbono Shel Olam sheds light on the subject. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam is Megala that Or. Through what was the Ribbono Shel Olam Megala that Or? That's through mitzvahs. Zogt Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, be mechabed mitzvahs. What does be mechabed mean? Appreciate them for what they are. Right? Use them for what they're meant to be. What is the mitzvah? What is a mitzvah? A mitzvah is a shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. To do what? It's a shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave mitzvahs empowered in the Bria that in Yasiyas HaMitzvahs have the power to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam slash R into this world. Right? Ushlucha Shel Adam Chemoisa. If you connect and are misached, misdabek in the mitzvahs, that's paramount to being misabek, misached and misdabek in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shlucha Shel Adam Chemoisai. That's being mechaped the mitzvahs. In other words, where is that Or? Okay, it's nice, you light an Erev Havdalah and you show there's an Or in this world and that's what you're coming in. Okay, but tachlis, how are you megalad that Or on a constant basis? You don't make Havdalah a whole week. Right? You don't light candles a whole week. Right? So what's the, where's the Or in the Bria Bat? Where the Eibishter vested in the mitzvahs this kayach, put his kayach of Or into that, that their shluchai, it's my shliach. I have there. What does that mean? I sent the mitzvah. I sent that shliach is I sent. The Rebbeinu says I sent the mitzvah to you. Sent the mitzvah to you for you with my kayach for you to reach me. That's the ultimate Or through this mitzvah. Right? I sent it, and that's why it has the power. Shluchas l'abu k'maisa. Okay, so that's how. So then that's the Reb Shimon ben Yochai coming from afterwards. I sent this to you, and then you have the koyach to do it. Now, what's a mitzvah? What's a mitzvah? So how many mitzvahs are there? So every genius is going to come and say, Taryag! And then the Lamdash geniuses are going to say, and it's a machlokes, the Rambam holds, this is the Taryag, the Ramban holds, these are the Taryag, and the Bahag holds like this, the Rav Sarti holds like this, ad infinitum. The truth is, there's thousands and thousands of mitzvahs. Every word in the Torah is a mitzvah. The stories in the Torah are all mitzvahs. I'll read you a portion of in the Sefer of the brother of the Goyen, Milas HaTorah. So he quotes the Goyen, he quotes B'shem, his father, his brother, as follows: V'shamati me'ochi ha'goyen zal shayrish hadover. This is the Avram, the brother of the Goyen, quoting from the Goyen. Okay, V'shamati me'ochi ha'goyen zal shayrish hadover. Shebevadai lekol meimar. You cannot say under any circumstances shlo yikonsu tachas geder hamitzvus rak tariag v'lo yaiser. You can't say that there's only 613 mitzvus v'lo yaiser. She'im kein. It's up to Goyen. For if you will say that, Mibreshis va'ad boy, Yisbahem rak, Yikubahem rak shalosh mitzvahs. Why did the Torah make such an arichas for shalosh mitzvahs? Gam, harbe parshiyas batayra, ein bahem shum mitzvah. So what's it there for? V'zeh dover she'ena miskabel. Elo be'emes, kol dibur v'dibur she'batayra she'yotzen mipiyak HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah bifnei atzmo. Mitzvah doesn't mean just thou shalt fill in the blank. So thou shalt. A mitzvah is anything. A mitzvah is, define a mitzvah. A mitzvah is Ratzon Hashem. What the Eibishter wants you to do. Now the Eibishter, under in every circumstance, there's a Torah-dic way to conduct yourself and to relate to that situation, right? That's what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants from you. That's a mitzvah. That's Ratzon Hashem. You're fulfilling, you're abiding by what the Eibishter. Sometimes he tells it to you in the way of a thou shalt or thou shalt not. Sometimes it's a maisa, where if you learn up the maisa and brachos or whatever it is, what is this maisa mechayev me to do? How am I supposed to relate? What does this maisa do for me in life? How am I supposed to relate to that? That's the hayrah, Torah's hayrah. It's being meira me how to conduct myself. Everything in the Torah is there. The thou shalt and not the thou shalt is all there to be a hayrah for us, how we're meant to conduct ourselves. So anything and everything in any situation, good or bad, that you're put in, that the Eibishter put you in, so you have to think, what's will the Eibishter? What does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam want from me? And you do that thing, that's a mitzvah. That's basically what he says. Elo be'emes kol dibur v'dibur she'b'teira she'yotzen mi'pi ha'gvuru v'mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Vehine be'emes ha'mitzvahs robu va'otzmu ad ein mispar. Ad misha yesh lo ein ha'sichli v'lev mevin v'yochel isnai v'chol protei v'nyonov mikotn v'ad godl al piyatayra. Every single aspect of your life and everything bad some turning al piyatayra. V'ha'mitzvah zu, and that ha'is ha'mitzvah b'chol eis u'b'chol rega ad ein mispar. Every second of your life. V'yochel isnag v'chol prote inyonov v'hanogos of mikotn v'ad godl al piyatayr. And that's a mitzvah. V'amitzvah zu ha'is ha'mitzvah b'chol eis u'b'chol rega ad ein mispar asher hu v'har b'maisim ha'kad boinim zal b'gmorov medroshim asher nogu anogosom ha'koyl kefi ha'tayra. V'al zeh amar David ha'melech olav ha'shalom L'chol tichle ra'isi keitz. Everything in the world I saw that it's finite. Except rechava mitzvascha me'oid. Right? The mitzvahs are infinite, because under any circumstance you have what does the Rosh Hashanah want from me. In that circumstance, that's a mitzvah. That's the yesod. The yesod of this thing is every mikra in the life of a person is not mikra. Every mikra in the life of a person, let's go back to yesod number one. Every mikra in the life of a person is there to guide, to be moira hayra. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants something from you. You have to understand that's the avodah of the person, to understand what does the Eibishter want from you, and you do it and act accordingly, and that's a mitzvah. Now, putting that all together. putting that all together. So what does that mean? So, when Shimon Bar Yochai came, and said every mitzvah is a shlichus of the Rabbeinu Shalom, which we touched, a shlichus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Thereby, he wants you to do this because the Eibishter wants nothing more than for Klal Yisrael to be miskarev to the Rabbeinu Shalom, which is to the Ur of the Rabbeinu, bring themselves light, see the light, with that, the light of the thing, which is there because the Eibishter vested it in these mitzvahs and sent these mitzvahs to them as a kriya, as a call to be miskarev to him, the Hayrov. This is what I want you to do. This is what you have to do for your own good, to be niskarev to me, even if it's something that appears to be bad. Right? So that's what Rav Shimon bar Yochai came to say. So now, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, not Stam, brings this thing with Yaakov. So one could have said, the Eibishter Be'etzem, when he sends things for you to do for your good, when there's bad things are bad things. Right? Bad things are bad things. What is the, but what's the MS Shabbai? Even though it be'etzem alpanov in your physical eyes appears to be something bad, if the Eibishter sent this to you in these conditions, the Eibishter feels for your hiskarvus to the Rabbeinu Shalom and his dapkus from the Rabbeinu Shalom, this is necessary. Right? This thing is necessary. So even something that's bad, Shimon bar Yochai brings that right. Hare! The Rabbeinu Shalom was miyaser Yaakov Avinu. At that point, Yaakov Avinu was the Mechabed under all circumstances. He accepted what the Eibishter did and understood it's all for the Eibishter. And where do you see that what's bad is good? Just an illustration, L'saper is ha'izen, that what's bad is good. He sent Yosef, he thought, if Yisroel, the Eibishter was miyaser him and sent, he lost Yosef. Yeah? What was meant, what was that for? What came out of that? It appears to be bad, right? But from that he comes, and lo and behold, not only is there a Yosef, there's an Ephraim and Menashe, there's two people that become Shvat. Right? They're on a level to a certain extent of the Shiftei Kam. That's all from the Yosef. That's all from this for Yisroel, and it came in the Yosef and the Holy Shtal Shal Satvorim, Hare Lefoneinu, that even though it appears to be bad, but that's the Kriya, that's at that moment, at that stage of time, that is the Kriya of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Tzairach HaShoah, what you have to have, what you have to do. And you do that, and by doing that, by acting kefi, what the Torah says, to say to do, what the Torah guides us to do under those circumstances, you recover yourself to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Okay. So now we got the Medrash Tanchuma. We got the beginning with the Havdalah part and the mitzvahs part, and it's all one idea, and the Yosef and the Yaakov part, beautiful. But what's it got to do with us? What's it got to do with us, Yehudu Shalach Lefanav Hashem? What was happening here? They were going from Eretz Yisrael, from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. They were going to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the most priestess-dikha, chayshech-dikha place in the world. Right? They're going into the ultimate chayshech. So you want to know, how does one survive in a place of the ultimate chayshech? In the ultimate chayshech. What is the din of Havdalah? Immediately when Shabbos is over, you can do it till Tuesday, but lechatcha. When Shabbos is over, you're meant to do Havdalah, okay, the Havdalah part, and to light the Ner Havdalah, and to have the Ner Havdalah immediately, and then what? And then you're miyachad the Rabbeinu Shalom, you make the bracha on the Ner of the Havdalah, right? After you have it and you've seen it, right? That's why we had to be nana from it. That's the whole. When you do this to the candle, that's not heebie-jeebie. That's what you're doing. It's awesome to have the hanah from it, right? And you're doing that. That means it's here. It's real. And from the outset, Motzi Shabbos. That's how you go into the chayshech of chayil. You have to have the presence of art. Klal Yisrael is going. He's going from Eretz Canaan into Golas Mitzrayim, into the Chayshech of Chayshechs. Right? The biggest Chayshech around. How are you meant to survive? Right? You have to, if for one second you go there, and there's no Ur to connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's no Ur of the Rabbeinu Shalom to connect to, the Sakhan is immense. The Sakhan is immense. What's the way to survive? That within the chayshech, there has to be an ur in the chayshech for Klal Yisrael when they come to be dovuk in that ur. If there wouldn't be, okay, he sent Yaakov Lefanov to open a yeshiva. Okay, he'll take off a year, he'll raise money for the yeshiva, and he'll go for herring, and he'll accept who he accepts, and he won't accept who he doesn't accept. He will make mistakes, he won't make mistakes, whatever it's going to be, he'll have a yeshiva, so it'll take a year. That's a year in chayshech without something to be dovuk. They weren't mitzvah and mitzvahs yet. They're here in Chayshech not to be dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Without that physical thing in the Chayshech, the physical the light, the oifen to be dovuk, it has to be immediately to make a beis medrash. Immediately, before he went, as Sholach Lefon of Dafka, when Klal Yisrael comes, they make a beeline, they go straight for Goshen, the Beis Medrash that Yehuda established, that within this Chayshech, the only way to survive and not be mushba from this Ruchniyistik Chayshech of a place like Mitzrayim is by immediately going and being Dovuk in Yeshiva. And once you're Dovuk in them, then you can be miyachad the Rebbeinu Shalom for everything else. You've seen that, the Eibishter is here too. I can survive. That's the thing. But there has to be that or first. That's the Hemshech of the Medrash. You need the presence of light to show that there's a physical, that within the physical world there's also an Oyer. And once you're Ne'os from that Oyer, once you have the Hanor from that Oyer, you see there's a physical, then you're Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalom through that Oyer. Here also, the R with which to be Dovuk is the Yeshiva, is Torah. And to be Dovuk, and that's what he had to have immediately. Immediately, the first thing, you have to have the R. Afterwards, you learn, you make your brachas, you have to have the R. That's the thing. And that's a lesson, not only is it Pshat in the Medrash, and again, but this whole thing is based on, and what's the R that you have through Torah? That every aspect of your life is governed by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and every aspect of your life is a shlichus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Every mikra of Kufresh Hey is really a Kufresh Aleph. That beneath every Kufresh Hey is a Kufresh Aleph, calling you. The Eibishter is a matzav of Yisurin. The Eibishter feels right. The Eibishter is Yid Avremale. He says, Avremale, what you need right now is, you have to have these Yisurim. That's what you need in order to be Zeiche, to be Miskarev to me, and to have the Or. That's how you will bring yourself closer to the Or. Somebody else, through something good, will bring himself through the Or. Constant, the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are straight out mitzvahs. Do this and do that. Every mitzvah is that. What are they? Everything. Every mitzvah and everything in the world is a mitzvah. Is a shliach of the Eibishter. It's a kriya. It's a shliach of the Eibishter. The Eibishter, we have all of our lives are full of immeasurable opportunities, infinite opportunities, each one of which, each situation we're put in, is the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to conduct ourselves in a certain way. If you are, you're Mekayim, the Shliach of the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're Mechabed, the Eibishter, of course, if you do it, realizing that you're doing it because the Eibishter wants you to do it, not because you're doing it by rote. If you do it, realizing what you're doing, you're miskarev more and more to Rebbeinu Shalom, which is the Tachlis Abriya. But in the Chayshech of Mitzrayim, the Chayshech of this world is no better than the Chayshech of Mitzrayim. It's probably worse. Everything is much more accessible than ever. The only way for a person to stay away from that, to rise above that, and do what you're supposed to do in this world is being davuk in the Ar of the Rebbeinu Shalom, is through every step of the way, what does the Rebbeinu Shalom want from me? The Rebbeinu Shalom is constantly sending shluchim to us. This is what I want you to do. You only know that if you're davuk in Torah. Good job.